from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. As contract talks in Ottawa broke off, the 260 Public Service Alliance members on strike in Timmins changed tactics. Instead of only picketing at Hollinger Park on behalf of their members across the region, they take a couple walks a day outside the two downtown buildings where they work. Courtney Rasico put her megaphone aside long enough to talk to us.
It keeps morale up. We want our essential workers in the buildings to know that we're out here for them. That's really important. So we're making sure that they know we're here.
The sticking points are the ability to work from home and a raise. The union wants 13.5% over 3 years. The feds are offering just less than 9 over 4. Chances are your family fell behind on being immunized against disease while everyone else was concentrating on one of them, COVID-19 vaccination. Tracy Bailey is the COVID response coordinator at the Porcupine Health Unit. She says it's easy to find out which vaccinations your child needs, get their health card, and go to the portal on the PHU website.
You put in the health card number of the child, and you can see which vaccines might be needed. And at that point, you could reach out to your primary caregiver or the Porcupine Health Unit.
Bailey says extra clinics have been added to help get vaccinations back on track. There's a positive development to report on the replacement of the bridge over the Porcupine River on Frederick House Lake Road, just north of Highway 101. Council has approved spending $332,000 for the design of the new bridge and construction contract administration. The current bridge has been closed since late 2021 over safety concerns. Construction is expected to happen in 2024. The first phase of the federal firearms buyback program is almost ready to go. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino says the government has signed a contract with the Canadian Sporting Arms and Ammunition Association to work with businesses and retailers that still have guns that are prohibited under the new federal rules. The feds have banned 1,500 types of firearms they believe aren't fit for civilian use. The association says it remains skeptical of the program because of a lack of a solid implementation plan. In Country 93.1 sports, the challenge is on for hockey fans to turn out tonight in even bigger numbers than the two Timmins Rock playoff games last week. The hometown team hosts the Sioux T-Birds in the best-of-seven league final. It's all tied up at 2. Game 1 last Thursday attracted almost 1,400 spectators. Game 2 the next night topped 1,500. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.